So what's in the mailbag?
We have had Marilyn write in. Marilyn says, "Dear Norman and Priya, I'm from Toronto, Canada, and I always learn a lot from listening to your show, The Health Report."
And we should just do a call out to our Canadian listeners because we are on CBC Radio nationally every week.
In Canada?
That's where Toronto is, yeah, Canada. But across the nation, every province and territory listens.
How did I not know about it?
Well, your friends in Canada don't get up early enough in the morning.
Wow. Well, that's so exciting.
It is exciting.
So Marilyn writes, "I was glad to hear the correction made about home birds in Australia." So this is referring to a story now 2 weeks ago where we talked about new guidelines in Victoria for safer newborn and maternity care. And Marilyn says, "As it really stunned me when it sounded as if regulated home births weren't done in Australia. I had my son at home in Toronto 31 years ago with regulated midwives paid by our healthcare system. So thank you for that correction." And what we did correct is that there are, in fact, many home birth programs publicly funded in Australia, and that Tasmania was the most recent state to join onto the bandwagon.
And Marilyn goes on to say, "You're often really good at explaining minor things that you mentioned, but there was something that Norman said," oh, I'm sorry, Marilyn, "on the show about osteoarthritis and exercise. Like, Norman, I have osteo in my knee and probably in my hips, and I exercise in different ways and ride my bike a lot, and so far, so good. My partner has arthritis in his hands, which doesn't stop him playing beautiful music on his guitar and mandolin." It's obviously a rich life in Toronto. "Norman mentioned that hand arthritis is metabolic and suggested it was different from arthritis in the knees and hips. But you didn't explain what that means or what the difference is. I could look it up, but I'd love to hear an explanation of what metabolic arthritis is." Well, it was shorthand, but what I was talking about is that you normally think of arthritis as wear and tear. So you get it in your hips, you get it in your knees, or where you've had an injury. You might have been playing football and you hurt your shoulder, you damage your shoulder, and over time that previous injury causes arthritis. Sport is a major cause of arthritis. Sport injuries are often preventable. But there's no weight bearing or injury really of the hands. So it's always been a mystery as to why people get arthritis. And the thought is that it's actually a reflection of inflammation elsewhere in your body. So it sounds as if your husband is, or your partner is, really quite healthy. But some people with hand arthritis can be a little bit overweight and they could have inflammation elsewhere in their body. Obviously, some people with hand arthritis could actually have not osteoarthritis, but an autoimmune form of arthritis, such as rheumatoid arthritis, which does affect the hands. So if you get hand arthritis, you do need to see your GP to get the right blood test in case it's rheumatoid, because there are specific treatments for that. But if it's osteo, it can just be a reflection of inflammation elsewhere in the body, and that's what I was talking about. So people with diabetes, type 2 diabetes, can get hand arthritis, people are a bit overweight, and so on. I hope that explains it.
We also had Zalia write in, who says, "Thank you for sharing such valuable health information. The details from your program about statins having 4 major side effects, including ankle swelling, really resonated with us."
We debated whether or not we should actually read this out, but I'm going to read it out because I think that it highlights some of the vulnerabilities to non-evidence-based care. So Zalia writes, her partner experienced ankle swelling for a long time. And she'd been to see her GP and went to see a rheumatologist and orthopaedic surgeon, and in fact had been prescribed prednisone for the ankle swelling, which took our breath away because that's not what you prescribe for ankle swelling, is it?
Well, we don't. I always say I never know what the clinician saw, but it's an interesting choice, unless you think it is an inflammatory. It's an interesting choice to prescribe a steroid, an oral steroid, for bilateral ankle swelling, because we tend to think about other things like heart failure, albumin, issues.
There is some evidence about, we were talking about deprescribing earlier, but there's also inappropriate prescribing.
Yes.
And people talk about, for example, when you've got reflux rushing to the strongest antacids, when there are weaker antacids which can have an effect and so on. But there's probably inappropriate prescribing of antibiotics, but there's probably inappropriate prescribing of prednisone, which is a toxic drug.
Well, I think there's inappropriate prescribing of everything. I mean, Deb mentioned that in the deprescribing polypharmacy interview. I think that, medication misadventure can occur. And sometimes steroids, I've seen oral steroids prescribed for people where there's not a clear indication, and we're talking about prednisolone, And Norman, it can impact your bone density. It can increase your risk of kind of impaired glucose tolerance or type 2 diabetes. It has serious potential consequences. I have to have a very good reason to be giving someone oral prednisolone, and I don't know what they saw, but what was the clinical indication?
Anyway, Saliha has been consulting with her GP, has stopped the statin, the swelling has died down, and they're going to go on to alternate medications for their cholesterol. So you know, the intention here is don't stop your statin without talking to your GP, because you need to keep those cholesterol levels down.
And of course, that story was about the fact that lots of side effects get blamed on statins. And really, our story in the news that time was about, hey, a lot of them are not actually based in evidence. The research is saying that they can't be attributed to statins. So they're actually probably quite well tolerated. And in this case, yeah, I agree, do it with a health professional. Please write to us, though. You can tell that we love it. Our address is healthreport@abc.net.au.
And on our sister podcast, What's That Rash? This week, we talk about peptides, those mysterious compounds which are turning out to be a massive industry. And we'll give you a horror story that will cross your legs and have your eyes watering.
Wow. On that note, I'll see you next week.